Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, February 14th. Police have released more details regarding the disappearance of Faye Swetlick, a first grader who went missing Monday in the city of Casey and whose body was found yesterday in a wooded area near her home. Authorities also found the body of a deceased male in an apartment nearby. Authorities have identified the male as 30-year-old Cody Scott Taylor and say a clue found in the trash can that belongs to his apartment spurred a renewed search that led them to Faye. Police believe her body was moved to the woods shortly after the clue was discovered in the trash can. Police say Taylor had no criminal record and was not previously known to law enforcement. Police say the two deaths are linked. Moving on, the Medical University of South Carolina's Board of Trustees has approved major funding for a hospital expansion project at the North Carolina border. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
The MUSC board okayed a $10 million purchase of nearly 90 acres in Upper Lancaster County Thursday. The site, just a mile from the North Carolina border, is earmarked for a 211-bed hospital in the quickly developing Charlotte suburb of Indianland. According to plans, the hospital would feature emergency and surgical services, as well as diagnostic and outpatient care. It would also be in direct competition with Atrium Health's two nearby but much smaller campuses just over the border. The funding approval is the first major step in the project since it was announced in October, but MUSC still needs to get approval to build from DHEC. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Authorities say a deputy in the Lowcountry shot a man suspected of domestic violence after the man shot at the officer with a rifle. Investigators say the Charleston County deputy was trying to pull the man over after the domestic violence call in North Charleston around 11 p.m. last night. Authorities say the man stopped his car and started to run into the woods, then fired at the deputy with his rifle. The officer fired back and struck the man, who was taken to the hospital. His name and condition have not been released. The deputy was not injured. And SLED officers have arrested and charged a state trooper with assault and battery following an incident with a suspected drunk driver in Myrtle Beach. An arrest warrant says Trooper David Andrew Eck was off duty when another vehicle driving erratically forced him off the roadway. Eck reportedly alerted the Myrtle Beach Police Department and followed the driver home. A witness said they saw Eck strike the driver and rub his face in the ground. SLED investigated the case at the request of the South Carolina Department of Public Safety. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.